Joining us in the studio, it's always good to see him, our friend Dr. Balanandra. How are you, sir?
I'm great, Steve. How are you?
Nice to see you.
Well, nice to be back.
And who do you have with you today?
Today, I have a special guest. This is Eric Shuda. Eric is a veteran, a Marine veteran, who we had the opportunity to meet earlier this year, actually in February. And we treated him for some symptoms of PTSD, which he had developed after his years of service. And this is Eric.
Eric, great to see you. Thank you for your service. Happy Veterans Day.
Thank you, and thanks for having me.
Who's your furry pal there?
Lady.
And Lady is?
She's my service dog.
And what type of dog are we talking about?
A German Shepherd.
And beautiful.
She is.
Yeah. Explain to those of us who don't know what a service dog does for you as well before we get to academy.
So my service dog treats me for my PTSD, so if I have any signs or symptoms, she'll jump up and start licking my face. Mainly what she does is she wakes me up at night, so if I start to have night terrors, she'll jump on me and lick my face and wake me up.
So a distraction, but also a hero in the dog's own way.
Yep.
It's great to hear. All right, Dr. Nandra, so Eric is an example of what is a very widespread problem in this country as we bring our heroes home, but too many of them have suffered from PTSD. Thankfully, we're at a point now where we're not calling it battle fatigue and all the things they referred to it as back in the day, and we're recognizing it as a legitimate condition. What do we know about ketamine's effect?
Well, so ketamine, as we know, is very effective for the treatment of depression, anxiety, and also PTSD, as well as chronic pain. And what we know about ketamine is it has the ability to kind of separate thoughts from emotions, and it kind of dulls the symptoms that develop when someone like Eric or even someone who's experienced other type of traumas. It doesn't have to be military trauma. It can be civilian trauma. It can be assault. It can be a motor vehicle accident. It can be many things that cause PTSD. But what ketamine does is it vastly reduces the emotional response to a traumatic event, and that can be vastly blunted and really relieve the symptoms that disrupt patients who have PTSD, which is that hyper alertness, the hyper arousal, recollection and nightmares and night terrors and flashbacks and these
replaying
kind of
the worst things you went
exactly
through.
Exactly.
Marco Milosevic is a former Army Ranger Special Ops member, and Marco, good morning to you.
Morning. How are you?
I'm fine, and happy Veterans Day as well, and thank you for your service. Let's talk about PTSD for a second, and I don't need specifics. I don't, that's aside from being a salacious, ridiculous question I would never ask. What we need to know is how it affects your life. What does PTSD do that keeps you from living a full life?
So I've gone on to especially with Dr. Ball's treatment, gone on to really manage my symptoms a lot better. It was a great tool for me. The SGB, I got something slightly different than the ketamine treatment.
Okay.
But for me, what it looked like before, a lot of people have these preconceived notions of what it looks like from bad movies. They think it's some guy who's out there just out of control, or he's going to come shoot up the workplace,
right,
or all
right,
sorts of crazy stuff. You see, ultimately for me, when I was at my absolute worst, I was self-medicating with a lot of different street drugs, and I would literally draw the blinds, shut the lights off, and sit in the dark and just stare at the front door waiting for somebody to come in and kill me, or waiting for a war, basically. It was a really dark, dark place, and when my symptoms were at my absolute worst, just to go out and function in public, I was heavily self-medicating. And that's what it looked like for me at its worst.
Eric, a similar story for you. Does it show up in ways of heavy depression, or what were you experiencing?
Yes, that sounds correct. A perfect depression, just wanted to stay in and do nothing.
Yeah, so fatigue, I'm sure.
Yep.
And you probably can't even think about the good things in life you're back here to enjoy because you can't get rid of the bad things.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That can be, just a caveat off of that. Absolutely. It's just depression. It's just darkness. And on top of that, the idea of even going in public was incredibly, incredibly debilitating. I don't know if Eric was the same, but yeah, just it was almost like I had to climb Mount Everest, to go to Target.
So the heightened sensitivity, Dr. Bell, you're talking about being in crowds of people, even if it's a Target, that would send these alert signals to the brain that you were talking about?
Absolutely. So what PTSD is, it's a reaction to a dangerous or violent or traumatic event. And what happens in those situations is your fight or flight response is turned on full force. And especially the military vets like Eric and Marco, it never shuts off. And so what happens is they're always in flight or mud. And it is exhausting, and that's why it's so debilitating. But that's what causes all of these symptoms, is this the hormones and everything in our body, the neurotransmitters that are turned on in fight or flight, it just never turns off.
Aside from the fatigue it causes, there's a physiology, I would think, too. It could damage your heart and do all these other things that stress causes.
It absolutely can. It can raise your blood pressure. It can raise your heart rate, obviously. And it's just a lot of stress on your body in general to be like this all the time. It's very debilitating.
What are you going to add, Marco?
Yeah. Well, to add to the, when Dr. Ball mentioned the blood pressure, Mom, I've had a noticeable decrease, actually, in my blood pressure after my treatment. I was running around 140, 150, over 100, give or take, every time I got in to get checked. And it's just, you know, I'm an active person. You know, I try to exercise regularly, eat healthy. You know, I'm living good, so there's no reason per se, you know, and it doesn't so much even run in my family, high blood pressure. But since this treatment, it has actually lowered my my blood pressure. I'm running around 120 over 70 over 80, which is like right where a guy like me wants to be.
Yeah, it must feel like a completely different world.
It I will tell you, I remember when I got my treatment, and I looked up at the staff, and it was, you know, it was almost too good to be true, but it is. And I looked up at the staff and at Dr. Ball. My whole countenance on my face shifted. I felt my body relax, and I looked at everybody. And the very first thing I said was, "Is this what life is like?"
Wow!
And it was that instantaneous, and that and it's lived up to the hype. And it's almost sounds like one of those things that's too good to be true, because I've literally tried everything. From self-medicating to medication through healthcare providers to this, and this has been the most effective treatment I have got. And it's not, you don't have to take a pill every day,
right?
Or in my case, I was taking 5 or 6 different medications a day, and you have to take them all at specific times. And it's just taken that whole thing off of my plate. And now the only medication I take is prior to sleep, I take a little bit of trazodone.
Okay.
And then I continued my treatment with ongoing therapy as well. And it has really done wonders for me.
No, it's a new world. Eric, where are you in treatment?
I'm doing good. It's really helps me sleep.
Which is key, right?
Yep. When I first met Dr. Nandra, I was sleeping maybe 2-3 hours a night. And after my second treatment, I slept 12 hours.
It's amazing.
So the key here is Eric and Marco have had actually different treatments that we offer, but everybody's different. And so for Eric, ketamine was the solution. And just like Eric said, in a matter of 2 treatments, he was sleeping through the night. His anxiety levels during the day had plummeted, and he was just functioning better. And on top of that, he's maintained. So Eric's been, Eric's almost a year now since we started treating him, and he only comes in for a
tune-ups.
He only comes in for a ketamine maintenance booster once every 2 months or 3 months, between once every 2 and 3 months, which is amazing. Marco, on the other hand, so he had a very interesting thing called the SGB. That's a stellate ganglion block.
Right, I remember you talking.
And we've talked about that briefly on the air before, and that's injection into that nerve bundle in our necks, it's a single one-time injection, but it's an injection of that nerve bundle over our necks of just local anesthetic that shuts off that flight or flight response.
And,
it's been turned on.
The percentage of success of this is crazy.
It's actually very high. And actually, just believe it or not, just last week, the timing is great, right before Veterans Day, just last week, a big multi-center VA randomized clinical study was released, and this is published in JAMA Psychiatry Journal, that did show actually that this block is, you know, far more effective than placebo in reducing PTSD symptoms. So now we have actually even more clinical evidence that it works as well.
And you hear more about ketamine all the time as well. Yeah. G, you get the last word here.
This question may be too simplified, but in terms of addressing the negatives, but does it change the patient's personality at all? Do they need to be concerned that...
I would love to address that.
I'll let Marco talk about that, yeah.
Yeah, I would absolutely love to address that.
Yeah, go ahead, Marco.
So I was actually talking to Dr. Nandra, Dr. Ball, about this. And when I went out into the world that same day, I still had my same problems. I still had... Everything was the same in my life, right? But it was almost like you take off a pair of sunglasses and you're seeing a world through this tint, this mm-hmm. dark kind of negative tint. Mm-hmm. And you take off your sunglasses and it's a bright, beautiful, sunny day. And it's the way I deal, the way I'm able to cope with my problems a lot better. I still have my same personality. I'm still kind of a jokester. I still kind of like to run around and have fun and all that stuff. But at the end of the day, I'm not dealing with everything from that flight or fight response that you guys alluded
to earlier. You can tackle the problems and you can tackle life. Now, before we run out of time here, Eric, there's guys listening right now who have gone through the same thing you and Marco have gone through. I assume you would echo what we always say here is just make the call. Just come in and get checked out, right?
Yeah, just make the call. Go ahead and give it a shot. What's the worst that can happen?
Right. And Dr. Nandra, yeah. I've gotten to know you a little bit, and I know you to be a very good guy, and you really care about these men and women who go through this and the scourge that this is, and you really want to change the world with it. So I salute you for what you've done.
Thank you very much.
People want to get a hold of you. What do they do?
Call 1-844-948-6337 or visit our website, www.ketaminechicago.com. That's KETAMINE Chicago.com. We do offer, like I said, both these treatments for PTSD. They're both effective. Sometimes one is better than the other, but the only way to find out is to call us and talk to us.
It's not going to cost you anything to call and talk it over.
Consultations are free, and right. We always take care of our veterans, and we make this as affordable as we possibly can
sure,
for them.
Sure. Okay, Eric, thank you.
Thank you.
And thanks to Lady as well. Well-behaved, I'll tell you that right now. Much better than G. And Marco, thank you as well, man. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you for your time.
Appreciate you being on. It's Dr. Bell Nandra. And there you go. There's some good news for Veterans Day. Just consider it. And by that, I mean make a call. And if you love somebody going through this who doesn't want to make a call, just keep talking to them, man. Just keep talking to them and say, what can I do to help? And I happen to know this is a good number for us to call. And let's just try it. Why not?